Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM Radio Pulpit, coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well now. You can send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note also there. Let's hear what you say on your WhatsApp. I'm keen to hear from you.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Let's listen to Thokozani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and the guests in the studio. My name is Thokozani Buthelezi from Alexandra Township.
Thank you.
Ntate, thank you very much for giving us an opportunity to comment on your radio show this evening. And then, yeah, it is a blessing every time to share and to learn from your show. Yes, Ntate.
Glory to the Father.
Then, about the topic today, Ntate Relohodi, there are many things that you can just learn from, especially drawing back from the illustrations that are biblical, in fact, from the lessons that we can draw from the Israelites. In so many occasions, the Israelites were forgetting about God because of they were originally the God's chosen people, whereby God wanted to show us his mercy or his promotion working through the Israelites. But in so many ways, they were letting him down, you know. And then that ended up Mudimu Kwela Banaba Israel into the misery thing. And then about Kwela who did cruel nations or Bagababa punish. And then we're just only throwing them into the deep end over and over, you know. And then at the same time, also an Hono implement a little restoration upon them, you know. So what was happening then, they were learning the strange topics. They were learning the strange lessons from other nations. They were adapting the false prophets, the false teachings. And then finally, they were derailing from the tutu tsa Modimo. Then if ever the grace, it's you are making a good point or reference by saying that you would find that hore nakoeng tsegale rene rapela re fasta re tsama di all night prayer sessions, and we were doing everything, you know, even replay la hore re tlothetsa re tlosopala di tithe tsa rona ha se ha modimo ga re tlholela. But coming to his surprise, about the fact that hore it tend to be an opposite way ya tse o tirileng ra di promisa ne. Now ngiopola anna na kwana ntsa sina bana una spenta na kwengata ko tempeleng ya morena modimo arapela, to the point of even Elijah la kwetela na hanor, no, this woman has drunk, you know, it's now her time to get up. And then I atle into a realization kimolo ring me anna ola mulela rno monga ka jata wa, but I'm just a torn ki batlalisia. And then I make a promise to mighty God, or if ever ngalufumana, then let o dula go tempeleng forever and ever, fulfill the promises tsa Modimo. I executed the tasks o tletse o morena Modimo a di batlang, and then ho ile ho ba jwalo, and then I now ba successful jwano le mola le mohlalo mo re o bona ho ha re hopotswa bukeng ya the Ecclesiastes this 12 chapter chapter 12 verse 1 mo modimo re hopotsang hore in the good days re sanse re mohopole, especially in our youthful days hore ha o tla ditsietse be re le strong. So the results is hore sometimes we turn away from the promises sa rona tse re di entseng, especially by the time re sanse re le ko in the jail ya bophelo. It is because of we don't invest enough lentsweng la modimo hore le kgone hore pa di rewards hore a ke re wapola Jesu Kriste ona re tshwanele thabasione e le reng e keke ya sesengwa le ke di every forces, the shakes, the weather, the storms, it will do like tower yes you know a pillar we have one. So simply meaning hore re the commitment tsa rona tse re di tsang ho modimo, the investment tsa rona ha re no o di chelete tsa rona tse re tlo di fumana at the later stage ha di no re faposa lentso la morana modimo bana re tla be re tla be le kene into the deep root, you see. So I remember hane morana Jesu wa etsa mohlala a re some of the people ba pe bona itshwana le ileng ya kopetswa ke the thorn bushes me utlwa. So ona bua ka batho ba jwalo ba ile reng ha minati etla ba se ba le bana modimo, so they tend to deviate from the word of God even how go to show ekala lega di pastors ba qala lo ba selfish and most of their time in their preaching it revolves around them. You know, I've been blessed, you know, I've got this beautiful wife, this beautiful children, my car, my everything, it's my, you know. And then they start to implement defection sigamo kerekeng, whereby most of the poor people ba le ba lo ka kerekeng. Every time some of you, they are just only complaining, they are just only crying. No man, when are you going to receive a blessing like this fellow brother? Oh, so then kereke qalelwa ba le defection no man ra le ba lo re sepheo pheo sa kereke ko re lo la re lo re lo tshidiswa re lo gothatswa gore tle re tsebe gore na modimo ho sebetsa hala joang. But then kereke jwa le ba le defection se ho so ba le ba special ba ile reng ke bona sometimes if mona re motho a so hole le ministry ha so hole le lentsweng ba to sa thusa ho draft the programs le di schedule sa moruti e se lena preparing di Sunday sessions tsa moruti at the main church services and the terrorism jwalo. That's why they said di ngolwa jwalo ka speech sa president se tlo deliver wa hadisa le biblically based. They might be biblically based, but then a message on over swede house ali in a relevance. So those are many things se lo rende tsa hala ke hopola le ka bana ba Israel ho nontso ba jwalo ba tletela ba fumana di prophets or it's wrong and ba di compliment marena kruela ba hatellang marena lo rena ba tsabisa kurana sacrifice even le Jehovah bone bukatnesa re you can name them. But so ho tsa se di ndotse ngata ka bana ba Israel ba iphumana ba le di trongo ba iphumana ba lwantsa ke ba jobo sabute ba iphumana ba tsa ba point they were completely lost and torn, you know. So little prophecy tell Lauren by the age, and now exactly the same situation in Ripumana Rebahoyona. Oh, yeah, and whenever how so Lord you have swayed from the true gospel of God. O ba le ntho e le ya gore o sotlo tsamaya jwale le o loko pa thuso somewhere somehow or you change the Bible, you say that no man, you know, the Bible it was actually the group of Nazias or whoever we've implemented the Bible couldn't even foresee the future or 2000 so, you know. So everything is been changed. Wa bona ntate re le khoti ntate re khodi ke le bohile man e se ka morena modimo ga re tshwarela. But ntho ene ke rata ho emphasize ke hore the foundation yona self ya lentsola le re invest ka lona ho morena modimo ke lona le tlo re thusa hore re hole mohaung wa morena modimo hore re tle re tataiswa ka lentsola haya hore ha di fifo ditla be re tseba hore le katlego ha e re bluff. But instead, ya re prospera re gona prospera batho ba bangwe a ebe le ba le permane monate baruti baka ke a leboga Thokozane Buthelezi Alexandra.
Thank you Thokozane Buthelezi in Alexandra. I really appreciate. May the Father be glorified. Send us your WhatsApp 0826572729.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 0674297564. That is 0674297564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, thank you so much also to Mpumi, Mama.
Siyabulisa kubo bonke abasesitudio nakumfundisi uRay ngegama lenkosi uJesu kubaphulaphula emakhaya kwiindawo zonke abaphulaphula ebekuzo ngegama lenkosi uthi nguYesu Kristu. Kuthethwa ngokuhlwa nje ngokumlibala uThixo kuyinto embi kakhulu leyo. Imbi loo nto yokumlibala umenzi wakho. Kodwa ke ivamile ukwenzeka. Ngoba ndikhumbula amaSwayili akhushwe ezweni laseyiphuta esebenza kabuhlungu esebenza kanzima uNkulunkulu wasiva isikhalo sabo wahamba obakhulula ngemiqondiso nezimanga ngamandla amakhulu wabakhulula kode kuhambeni kwabo bamba bamvukela uThixo ucinga bayebe bathi ekuhambeni kaMoses eyokuhlangana noThixo ndaweni thile bathi bona ulibele uMoses asimazi ukuthi uphi sicela usincede Aaron usenzele uThixo unceda nakanjani senzele ngoku senzele uThixo ngoku thina esiza kumnqula ngoba siyazi ukuthi uMoses ulibele ukuba kutheni bakhula zonke ibangles konke ababekunxibile ubucwebe kwenziwa uThixo ngoku uThixo ongowegolide baqubuda kuloo nto engathethi engashukume engenzi kwanto baqubuda kuloo thixo so bamprovoka uNkulunkulu bamenzela umsindo kodwa noko kunjalo baphinde ke baba kukwahanjiwa endleleni ngoba uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu oxolelayo kodwa nje azange bongena bonke ezweni likaNani ngenxa yokulibala uNkulunkulu icinga kwafa 23,000 yabantu ngosuku oluyi-1
hey madodha
ngoba abantu babeloko uNkulunkulu bemcasula ngesizwe bemcaphukisa ngesiXhosa wathi wafikele uThixo ukuthi okay mandibacime bangabikho emhlabeni apha kudala ngibaxolela kodwa ngoku akwanele 23,000 eyawawaca enhlango ngolo suku bathi besajongeleyo kwehla umlilo ezulwini waphinde wabalenya kusifo esibi nesikhulu esoyikekayo futhi ukumlibala umdali wakho khumbula iscripture sithi umkhumbule umdali wakho singekafiki insuku zokuthi andiyolelwe kuhle kulungile ukuthi kuso zonke imeko esihlangana nazo endleleni kodwa singamlibali uNkulunkulu ungamlibali uNkulunkulu ebuhlwempini ungamlibali uNkulunkulu ekuphakamiseni ebuhlwempini akuhlalise namanene ngoba uThixo njalo itsho kanjalo iBhayibhile yam uthi uThixo uyahlwempuza abuye akuphakamise akuhlalise namanene ungamlibali uNkulunkulu ngensuku zobuhlwempu bakho uphinde ungamlibali basethi wakuphakamisa wakuhlasa kwindawo eziphezulu namanene sifo esibi esenzeka kumaSrael up until kwangena only 2 yamadoda ezweni ledinga uCaleb noYoshua bangaphi abantu abahambe besifa behambe besifa endleleni ngenxa yokumlibala uNkulunkulu ndikhumbule wakwathi omnye umshumayeli umuntu uyazacela imoto acele imoto ethobekile kodwa mhla wayifumana le moto aphakame ngokabe abe ne pride akasadlula ngestrato esidlula apha phambi nenkonzo apho wayicela khona le moto akasadlula kwistrato esidlula apha phambi kwenkonzo uhamba ngezitrato ezisemva kwenkonzo akulungile ukumlibala uNkulunkulu siyabulela inkosi kakhulu osikuse nonke ngegama lenkosi uJesu Kristu amen
Amen sizimpumi siyabonga kakhulu inkosi ikubusise ngendlela esimanga send us your whatsapps 0826572729 we're giving you enough time just to speak with regards to how you feel about this the very notion that in many instances we find ourselves being forgetful of the father and really starting to even praise ourselves you know and the achievements ascribe glory to ourselves and never even consider the father send us a whatsapp 0826572729 let's hear what you say on this matter
do you need prayer whatsapp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you
matlafala moyeng ka go theletsa lenano la rena la hlalanathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama theletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentjula modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelonya gago theletsa radio pulpit mogo 657 AM go arega moyeng.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Mfundisi wa mina
Pastor, asibingelele kubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba lethi thokothisako. Manje ke emuva kokuthi nowe phumile emkhunjini mfundisi.
Mhm.
Aba se uba ngaphandle emhlabeni. Izi wabona sondlula emhlabeni isizukulwana sika Noah sakhohlwa uNkulunkulu kaboyiso omkhulu wakhe kwabo. Baba busy kakhulu ngokumisa imibuzo mfundisi. Bamisa bo Syria, bamisa bo Egypt imibuzo yami imibuzo kulinywa mfundisi. Kubhizi kakhulu ngokufuya yonke into mfundisi. Baba busy manje bamkhohlwa kuNkulunkulu kaNoah. UNkulunkulu wabona ukuthi laba bakhohliwe ngam wavusa uAbraham. Uyabona umfundisi wasebandleni. Lo sokathi ubizwe uNkulunkulu ngoba suka singabe nalwazi ukuthi impela impela ubiziwe na. Uma seyokhohliwe ngunkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uvuse umunye khona la ebandleni la. Abe ngumshumayeli. Noma abe ngumbonisi wezi. Khona la ebandleni la. Manje ke loyani sekhohlwe uNkulunkulu, siyabhayiza manje bathi anitekela ntiro. Bathateka ntiro ngoba iqala lapho phela bazongithathela. Uma uNkulunkulu sevusa umuntu umfundisi lo, lo khohlwe uNkulunkulu sohamba abaprofita manje. Uya baprofit uba nezinto leyo yasigcobisayo lenkonzweni la ukuthi isikhundla sakhe singahambi. Kanimambo
mfundisi sami nana khensa. Send us your WhatsApp so 826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
My friend Godfrey.
Hi, afternoon, Babu Ray and your guests and the listeners. Yeah, for greeting the Father, the Most High, it's caused by a couple of reasons, one of them being double-minded.
Yeah.
One day you are following the world, the next thing you are on the Most High, and you end up concentrating more on the world. The world will swallow you and make you forget the Most High.
Mm.
Also, you should. Another reason could be other than being double-minded, serving two masters. And the example of the two masters, it's about anything else, but specifically serving the Most High and the things of this world. The things of this world have a tendency to swallow us if we spend most time on them. Anything, I mean from your wife, your kids, your education, my BSc, my MBA, my law degree, my... Even in ministry, some people, they love it more, they love the Most High. Some people, they love choirs more, they love the Most High. There's so many obsessions which drives you drift now away from the Most High. And also in sports, you spend most time in stadium. Nabadikilale Durban, wo lapho sowubhukile, uzokhohlwa nama duties at home. Yeah, when you reach that level, the obsession or in politics, you spend the most time, like the politicians, they hardly say the word of the Most High.
Mm.
You can see with these people, they've forgotten about him, they've deviated.
Yeah.
Rich people also, they spend most time trying to spend their money or defending it or making more of it or stealing or whatnot. Mm. Entertainment, traveling, seeing the world, and in between the flights or traveling, they forget the Most High.
Mm.
So it happens. And then even the opposite, when you are poor, then you forget him, you go lawyer corner to get help other than from him. And then most of us, we're getting caught when we're getting broke. When everything hambaga, hola, ipona singenilu iniloto, utengi moto, utengi indlu, bakunike bonus emsebenzini, everything is fine. But once 2, 3, 4 months, kuba nama challenges, imali, school fees, mhlambe sokuma debt in, then this thing hits you. That's where he wants you, the devil. That's the only card he uses most of the time to us, to push it down there. Where's with this itandi imali? Imali has a propensity to cover all pain and challenges. I wonder about imali. You might think they are happy, but not really challenge the masking imali, everything. Then they don't use unkulunkulu. So even when they're poor, some of them, they don't use unkulunkulu. They'll rely on other sources, zalim shabin, is forbidden. Mm. You consult and all that. We've been there. We've been there. We can tell. We wasted time. I feel we've wasted time on those things. But again, the grace of the Most High was able to be saved, to return to him. Yeah, it's very tricky situation. And how easy it is to forget. Even no more challenges, a family death, of the loved one and whatnot. If family will come with their things, their rituals, they will catch you because you're vulnerable, weak. I'm telling you.
Mm.
And then we must also learn one thing. There's somewhere where he will not come and protect you and wait for you to make a decision on your own. And it will happen 1 or 2 or 3 times over. When you think because you are praying, you read the scripture, you are covered. It's not his job most of the time. He can cover other things. But now and then he'll open a door to chest. Are you still with him? And then you'll feel guilty, bad for falling into that trap. But at least there's still grace. You can repent. Not good to enter deliberately. But those opportunities are always there for I'm a believer. Always tempting. M7's in any way. Especially family. This is the one that destroys most of our believers. Because in the family, they've got rituals, they've got beliefs. If you are a family of 3 or 4, umunyuhambale, and when there's a funeral or nama issues ekhaya, or when you meet nama Christmas, New Year, December, somebody offended that one offended that because of their belief and their religion, which, mind you, it takes people away from the Most High. So those are the things. Is suicide. Yeah, so, but we should be a single-minded. Good or bad. We have an example, Job. He had both experiences. He limelight, kumnandi kudliwa imvu, enza ama-prize, speed prize, ziwa laphana, anonkosikazi nabantwana, kumnandi. And then there was a time all that was taken away from him. But one thing he stood up, he never forgot him, he never cursed. So we should learn from that. Any situation, especially adverse one, financial, career, what, that's the time where we should say thank you. Thank you for the poverty. If it was in this poverty, I wouldn't have known you because it brings you closer to him to start praying. Now, finally, that is why he made a Sabbath. To cut off us from the shenanigans and the worries of this world. So that he gives us that 24 hours to reconnect to him. Because some of us, we are going through life from January 364 days to December without even having a chance to stay still and allow Unkulunkulu to see reconnect and I. Then we forget him. That's how we get into despair. And There's a pain for forgetting uNkulunkulu. You get sick, worried, uphelelwa umsebenzi, uba fearful, you don't sleep, no rest, you lose your family, you lose everybody because you're chasing these things ala emhlabeni eziphelayo, which we know ukuthi ziphela kanjani. Thank you.
Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate. May the Father really, really grace you with favor and peace. And send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, just as much. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit. And Maria Timpe, banganibami, tinginifundeleni ukuthi Maria Timpe uthini. Uthi ukuthula baholi bami abahle. Oh yes, amen. Naridima, great song, amen. Naridima, great song, nabalaleli. My FM, my family baku Radio Pulpit. Uyahleka athi igalofu. Usukela umfundisi uMotha ayithulele. Yabona athi igalofu. And naye ngapha uthi na redeemer ufuna ukuthi my redeemer uthi na redeemer uthi kodwa igalofo ubeke ubuso obuhleka yobuningi lapha yana uyahleka umuntu akhona azawele phansi igalofo hey madoda igalofo and of course you heard many of the views of the people angithi nibazwile ukuthi bebathini so I'd like you to respond just in short 2 minutes each respond so that I can also ask my questions. Much of the times it looks like we really have a problem of forgetfulness and we need to really straighten ourselves up, you know, and thoroughly discipline ourselves that success belongs to the Father. It is to the glory of the Father, even though he has made us beneficiaries of it. Jabu.
Thank you very much, my friend. And it great and powerful comments from the listeners. You know, so it really shows that we are sharing the very same sentiments about having to really present ourselves before the Father where we have forgotten him so that we return to him, so that he restores us, you know, back into where he wants us to be. Just maybe also to encourage everyone, according to the book of Deuteronomy 23, verse 1, where it says there, no one who's actually not that one. sorry.
Okay.
Otherwise, before people become confused.
yeah. No, I understand.
Yeah, actually, it's James 1:17. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, mm-hmm. coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shade or due to change.
Mm-hmm.
So this confirms like that everything that we have, it's from the Father.
Mm.
So no one can really like put it to themselves to say that maybe the achievements, the success, or the things that they've acquired, it's on their own.
Yeah.
Whether you're a singer, whether you're a preacher, whether you are you're working for a certain company or whatever, or maybe you are an intellectual source like someone who is qualified in certain aspects.
Mm.
But you can never really put it to yourself to say that you have achieved all those things on your own, because every good gift comes from the Father. Mm. It's the Father who gives us good gifts. And then also there is even a scripture that he gives us power to create wealth.
Mm.
So even if you are wealthy, you know, monetary wise or even material wise or financially or spiritually, whatever way that you feel you are wealthy, you can never put it to yourself, because he gives us power to create wealth.
Mm.
And every good gift comes from him. But now, you know, like the way that we sometimes behave, where even Sipo was saying, where we feel like we have done it ourselves, that's the sign that we really are forgetting the Father. And also it's a rejection of his word, like, because he is doing all these things for his own glory. So it means he deserves the glory from our lives. Abantu mabebona lokubuhle bungaka empilweni zethu kumele bazi ukuthi it's because of uNkulunkulu. Badumise yena, badonseleke kuye, instead of nabo ke feeling like under pressure to compete with us. As if Tina has a special Ganta, I think, oh no. And Asina Nyoka, Asina next in J. Asinatia 7-0, which is Pumerel, Unkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Umus Agankulunkulu. And we can never credit it to ourselves that we are where we are, we are who we are what we are because of J. Uchina. Something special. No, it's God in everything. Every good gift comes from Him. He gives us power to create wealth. And, you know, we are just in Him we live and in Him we have our being. So there is nothing of us. So thank you very much, my friend.
I appreciate. Thank you so much, my friend. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
All right, and let's listen to Umfundisi Mota. Let me give you 2 minutes also to respond to some of the messages of the people, man. Let me read another one. This is from Umfundisi Masango, Nkosi Nkosi. Pastor Masango says, Nkosi Nkosi and the guests, forgetfulness of the Father, that's criminality. Jesus Christ stated that the kingdom of God is in us. That means His kingdom of God dwells in us. Luke 17:21. The Spirit of God in the Old Testament was upon them. New Testament kingdom of God dwells in us. We became His spiritual house and His temple. The Holy Spirit reminds us of Jesus Christ's teachings and God Almighty whose will. Without the Holy Spirit, forgetfulness will be symptoms, sinful nature taking over. Pastor Masango. Fundisi Mota, what do you say to some of these comments?
Mfundisi, thank you so much. You know, we really appreciate Abalalele Makaya. They have contributed so greatly. And listening to them, I could hear the emphasis. You know, we tend to forget all the good things and the wonderful things that the Father has done for us. And not only that, I love what you said earlier, Uputi, as at even those who are in distress, they tend even to forget. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu is able to rescue them. Ukuthi God can restore them. You know, that is forgetfulness, because many times we can tend to think ukuthi when God has blessed us, that is only when we forget about Him. That is only when we forget about the Father. But even in times, you know, when things are not going well, you'll find people ukuthi bayasuka in the presence of God and go and follow other gods. That is very much important, Mfundisi, because such things, they happen. You know, we need to be able to trust in God when things are going well and even when things are not going well. So I love what Abalaleli they are saying. You know, they keep on saying, uNkulunkulu uyasithatha asibeke asiphumelele empilweni, but when we enjoy the fruits, you know, of the blessings, then we tend to forget ukuthi where does it come from. And when we forget, you know, we need to understand ukuthi there's an overflowing river from the Father of blessings. And when we forget, actually, we will miss even our spiritual growth. We will miss more and more fruits of the blessings that should come. So siyabonga kakhulu Mfundisi. And Psalms chapter 78, verse 10, it says that they did not keep the covenant of God. They refused to walk in His laws. These are the things that Abalaleli Bebazish, you know, when you tend to forget the covenant. You know, people who might sin this, a person when sin this, so you enter into a covenant with God. You said, God, I will live for you. I will serve you. I will serve only you. But now when things are going well, or when disaster strikes, instead of relying unto him, but you tend to not to keep the covenant, and you refuse even to follow his laws. Some people don't even read and study the word in as much as they were doing at the time when we're praying and asking God for a miracle work. It says in verse 11, it says they even forget his works. In other words, they forget the wonderful miracles. There are people, Unkulunkulu, that has healed them miraculously so. And it was so clear and blatantly so that the Father has stretched his hand of healing. But at the time when they start to stink, you know, you'll hear things, Pastor Ray, and Abazalone, there's nothing wrong with Bonga, but they forget even to thank the Father that I'm healed today. It is because, yes, Bang Kulegel Abazalone, but the Father who has done the work, who has stretched his hand and healed me, because it is not Pastor Ray that has healed you. God has used him as a vessel, but the glory should go to him. That is why you'll find people instead of giving the glory and honor to the Father. In my closing remarks, Gulo Tomenis Mfundis, I want to read Isaiah 17, verse number 10. It says, because you have forgotten God of your salvation and have not been mindful of the rock of your stronghold, therefore you will plant pleasant plants and set out foreign seedlings. You know, it reminds, you know, Yeshua HaMashiach, he is the rock of ages. He is our stronghold. He is the rock of strength. You know, we tend abantu ugcine aseka khoshwa ukuthi we are established, we are in him. I love Umfundisi Masango earlier when he was speaking about, you know, the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. And people would tend to, and only the Holy Spirit is the one that is going to be able ukusikhumbuza endleleni esihambayo noNkulunkulu. Because it says here, when we forgot God, we will plant at the time of harvest, but global economy spoils. We will not rejoice at the time of pleasant. Why? Because we have moved from the presence of the Father. We have moved from the rock of ages, Christ himself. Because now when we forget him, then when we start to enjoy the benefits of what we have planted, then we'll tend to think that it is our own strength, but it is him. So then we will harvest ruins and spoils when we move away from the Father. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate. Let me bring this to you also, Sipho. Just after this,
we are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Lenki says, Dumelang Bonta Temreneng, Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 to 3. I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. This scripture is a daily reminder that God Almighty is our Redeemer and we can never rely on ourselves but him. Repelakamu sawamudimu Lenki Rampo. Thank you so much, Lenki. I really, really appreciate. Thank you very much. Let me bring this to you also, Sipho. Now, much of the times, abantu bakhulumile.
That's very true. When they say, I hear them, and then Nyambongkulu, at least you are on the same page. Our spiritual eyes have been opened by the Holy Spirit, and he acknowledged that. And not even from this, but this is a saying that we normally say, and I've learned it, and it's good. When we say, to God be the glory.
All the time.
So, it means you don't forget to put everything whatever beauty, whatever or the show was all about, but all the glory, it does not belong us. It belongs to him. Him alone, is God.
Mm.
And second, when they say, the spirits of prodigality is dangerous, because the prodigal son had all the opportunity and everything at God. And he took everything that he thought he could survive out of the father, and echo in the presence of the father. That's what sometimes we think, whereas if you see what happened to the prodigal son, that's where we should learn from there. Life has got another way. You will hit her and we learn on the heart note. That is why, as I'm called, and one of the callers in Tukabanga on the last one, she sometimes the Nomaskula is able to heal us. But they understand that they should not forget their God on a foreign land, trusting him even at the 0 hour where they were facing the fire, the burning sentence there. But they were able to trust in the Lord. In other words, now Let us not forget God. La espese kona with my staff. Asimbonge nifusinga mkoswa, nimasi parate bunzimeni. Our God, unkulungulu etu ulu, unkulungulu e nkululu, kukule kufeni.
Absolutely. You know, bengite usipo magaketu kuluma, kukoning things oyenza, ngiti ngshayingu mazakdala.
Radio Buzzing of Life. 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Marion Williams, the beautiful song indeed. Babangane!
Bongituban, being a lele go and fundi surreying, being a lele nauba fetabanga makesti lapo studio, nabalaleli bonke be radio pulpiti, in being a lele are e kameni liga Jesu Christu as a Nazareta, is it always city lies that forget God and signs. Abantu abakhohlwa uNkulunkulu neimpawu zazo kuyisixwayiso kithina sonke encwadini kaExodus chapter 8 verse 11 kuya ke ku 13 kodwa ke ngolimi lwesiZulu ngizofunda ke iverse elilodwa u 11 lithi xwaya funa ukhohlwe uJehova uNkulunkulu wakho ngokungagcini imiyalo yakhe nezahlulelo zakhe nezimiso zakhe engikuyala ngakho namuhla. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today. 12. Lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them. 13. And when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied. Umuntu ke uma esase iskepseli engulazaro uyakhuthalela ke imsebenzi kaNkulunkulu amthande ke uNkulunkulu
kodwa ke umuntu uma ke esesebenza ke sethole ukukhushulwa ke emsebenzini abe nesikhundla uba udivasi ke akhohlwe ke ngonkolonkolo uma ke esesutha ke umuntu ehlala ke esithabathabeni sendlu ne bank account yakhe isidudla uyamkhohlwa ke unkolonkolo esihamba ke ngonyanyavu lwemoto ebehamba ke ngenyawo kodwa ke uma ke sebusisiwe ke uNkulunkulu uyakhohlwa. Forgetting God and the things that he has done for us is sin. Forgetting God is when people stop prioritizing God in their lives and instead focus on other things. People stop following God's commandments and worship other gods. Psalms chapter 78 verse 11. And forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them. Matthew 15 verse 8. These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Losing the fellowship of God's Spirit, the signs are spiritual decay, poor decision making, arrogance, alienation from God, apathy, forgetfulness, physical and societal decline, Israel's persistent forgetting of God, which led it into idolatry, brought them eventually into judgment. The Israelites forgot God through carelessness. Jeremiah 23 verse 27. Who tried to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor as their fathers forgot my name for Baal. Bakhohlwa ke uNkulunkulu, bakhonza ke isithixo. Success leads some people to forget that whatever they have achieved through God's divine will and instead take sole credit for their efforts. Abantu ke becabanga ukuthi ke baphumelela ngamandla abo nokuhlakanipha kwabo, bakhohlwe ke ukuthi kuyimisebenzi kaNkulunkulu. Forgetting God leads to ungratefulness towards God's works. Ungratefulness is associated with pride, phakama kuyikhukhumeza. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 14. When your heart is lifted up and you forgot the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, presumption, Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 17. Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. The danger of forgetting God leads to inattentiveness towards God's word. Deliberate forgetting is more dangerous. Forgetting leads to unbelief and rebellion. Forgetting makes people to act foolishly. Forgetting ignites God's wrath. The consequences of forgetting God, Job 8 verse 13 to 15. So are the paths of all who forgot God, and the hope of the hypocrite shall perish. 14, whose confidence shall be cut off, and whose trust is a spider's web. 15, he leans on his house, but it does not stand. He holds it fast, but it does not endure. If we forget God, we cannot get away from him. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations who forget God. Deuteronomy 8:19. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God, and follow other gods, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. We must always find prompts for thanksgiving. We must continually read and ponder the statements of Scripture. We must make sure that our brains and hearts are always engaged. Whenever we recite biblical words, our minds, hearts, and lives were made for the Lord our God. The most important thing to do is centering our attentions to our generous and loving Father. God remains. The things of this world will all pass. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. Of course, we trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are going to the final comments of our guests, and so that we give them enough time just to speak with regards to this. Now, let me start with Umfundisi Umota. In conclusion, what say you, Muruti? Let me give you just a minute, Muruti.
Mfundisi, thank you so much. Indeed, it has been a good time and a great show. We have learned a lot, even from our listeners at Kaya. I just want to conclude by reading Psalms 119, verse number 16, where it says, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget your word. You know, I want to say that our delight should be found in the statutes of the Most High. We should not forget of the goodness, of the wonderful things that he has done. We should walk in his word accordingly so, and following his word. Because when we forget his word, we are actually have forgotten him. So the word of God is like a GPS. You know, if you're driving without a GPS, you will surely get lost and go astray. So we should use the word of God as our compass in everything that we do. And trusting in his own ways and not depending in our own. So at all times, we should always keep his promises in our hearts, because what he has promised, indeed, he shall fulfill. Even when we go through difficult times, he said he will never leave us nor forsake us. And he shall keep his promise when we remain in him.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And then also, Chablani, finally.
Thank you very much, my friend. Hello, can you still hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
All right, thank you very much. Yes, indeed. We give Yahweh Elohim all the glory for teaching us this night. Just my parting shots maybe would be to say, as I was saying at first, that this is a wake-up call to every one of us as believers, because somewhere, somehow, we might have forgotten the Father in the manner in which we conduct ourselves or in the manner in which we live. So in Romans 3:23, the Word of God says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So we with those words, I'm just trying to really send out sort of an altar call to everyone that let's go back to the Father and ask him to restore us back to his ways, back to our first love with him. You remember when we first met the Father? That restoration where we can be able to intimately serve him and really worship him fully, and also be used of him fully without being partly worldly at the expense of also claiming to be his children or to be his church. May he be able to restore us. Thank you very much, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you. Sipo. Paulo.
Balindelani sikululeko sakhe bahaha nohahehlane bamlinga uNkulunkulu kwahlonga sibi nakula ngifuna khona mfundisi ethi wabanika abakufisayo kepha wathuma ukonda emphefunini wabo kuhle ukuthi uNkulunkulu sibusisile but kuyenzeka ukuthi uNkulunkulu akubusise ngale zinto esiyikhalelayo kodwa asinikeze ukonda emphefumuleni asinike izindlu kodwa singabutholi ubuthongo asinike imoto kodwa singayi-enjoy so let's not run after things. Let us seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness. Everything shall be added unto us.
Amen, Sipho man. Yes.
I used to be that thing. That is why, let not my soul forget his benefit. May God bless you.
May the Father bless you, Sipho. Ngukuthanda kakhulu. Inkosi ikubuse ngendlela esimanga. Jabu, ngiyakuthanda nawe kakhulu. Inkosi ikubuse ngendlela esimanga. Awuzeke. Demko.
Amen.
Mhlabani.
Indoda yegalufu.
Hey, sengathi ngiyabona sengifikile mina Popozane senginawe lapha namuhla ngizabe ngigcoka iBermuda le ebayibiza ukuthi yinikaboka.
Hey, the glory.
Hey, may the Father be glorified. Put his motor. Thank you so much. Hawu. Unyamalela umotha. Kodwa kunankingi.
Hey
madoda, hey madoda. Blessings, 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 mfundisi motha. Okay. Next week we are talking about how do we handle rebuke? How do we handle rebuke? We are talking about that next week. Inkosini busa ngendlela esimanga ngithanda nonke. May the Father be glorified. We give him glory, majesty and honor for talking to us and guiding us into all truth. He's teaching us each and every time when we give him glory. And of course also Tisetso Nkadimeng in Davidton says we'll start my week with a powerful motto. Thank you, Pastor Mati. Thank you. May the Father bless you abundantly. We give him all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's no one like him in our lives. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. Tuda, Rabah.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.